Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. You can go there and actually add to the website the entire content. The main column of the site has been created by listeners like you. If it weren't for listeners like you submitting things to our website, we'd have nothing there. So thank you for everybody that has done so. If you haven't yet done so, you can learn how. Go to freetalklive.com. Learn about the bookmarklet, which makes it even easier than ever to submit show prep to the site. As you're surfing around the web, you find something you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the website, and then other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike them. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and more likely to therefore talk about it on the air. Oh, by the way, coming up, Mark, we got to do something that we didn't get to last night. You had a story about the Postal Service, and they're just an awfully bureaucratic organization, but there's a certain factor that is making it even more difficult for them to attempt to adjust to the changing times. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But first, your phone calls. That's what the point of the show is. You can take control of the airwaves. Joe is in South Carolina. And Joe, you're on with Ian, Sam, and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I had something I wanted to bring up and kind of hear maybe your guys' advice or your take on it.
Sure.
About 3 months ago, I migrated from the state of Ohio to the state of South Carolina. And on my journey, I was traveling through Columbia, South Carolina, and I got pulled over for speeding.
Oh, boy.
Even though I felt I was going a reasonable speed. And so now I have this ticket that I have to go defend myself against on Thursday, so 2 days from today. And I just wanted to hear what you guys had to maybe what you guys could offer as far as maybe what I could do or a strategy or some ideas to how I can kind of divert having to pay money out to this municipality that I just feel is unjustly demanding that I pay them.
Well, if you're not going to use the Mark Stevens approach, you can find that at markstevens.com. Is that
.net.
Right? .net.
Mark with a C.
If you're not going to use that, I honestly think it's very difficult for somebody who's untrained to use that particular technique. I would definitely look at the jurisdictionary.com course, and basically that's going to tell you how to handle things, but it's very close, and I don't know if you can get it in your hands that quickly. If you're going to just be going to traffic court, and likely you won't actually be going to court, because sometimes they'll put these roadblocks in your way. First you'll have to see a magistrate before you actually get to see a judge, and all kinds of different weird things that they'll do. Each state's different.
Uh-huh.
Firstly, I'd say that if you're, are you in South Carolina? Are you somewhere near this place? Are you having to divert a great deal of your time to this?
Yes. I'm going to, just to give you a little more background, I'm going to have to, it's a 3-hour drive, right? And I've already done this once. I did this about 1.5 months ago. I went there thinking I was going to court, you know, just to stand before a judge and whatnot. And I find out, because a week before I showed up, I actually filed a motion for discovery because I thought I was going to have to be defending myself that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I showed up, I guess by filing this motion, it kind of raised a flag with the local police department. So when I actually showed up thinking I was going to court, what they told me was that there's an automatic sort of continuance because the police department requested that it be a jury trial as opposed to just like a bench trial with the judge. And oddly enough, in the state of South Carolina, the police actually have the right to a jury trial.
Get a jury trial on a speeding ticket? That's amazing.
I did in Texas.
They have the right, just as a normal defendant or a citizen does. The police actually have a right to a jury.
Why would they want one is what I'm wondering.
Well, because they'll give
the
jury. Well, it's of course they think it's going to be an open and shut case. I mean, they're going to.
Uh-huh.
All right, this kid, he's going to file a motion. Well, we're going to take this to a jury trial, and we'll show him.
And they'll get a bunch of old people. This is what happened to me. It was old people in there who have already made up their minds. They're all about law and order, and this is just somebody who's trying not to pay, and we'll teach him a lesson.
Right. This young man, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this young man refused to just pay his fine, and he has demanded by filing filing motions that we waste taxpayer dollars on this case, and how dare he, and you should punish him by finding him guilty and, you know, issuing the maximum fine, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And, of course, Sam's right. They're going to pick the most statist, the most pro, the most pro-cop jury they possibly can. You could try to head that off by doing some fully informed jury association outreach at the at the trial.
Good luck, though. I mean, you've got jury. These jurors have been drafted into slavery, basically. So they're sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? This guy made us come out here for a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. I had to take off work, and I'm getting like $8 for this. All day.
Right, yeah. And the trial is going to consist of the police officer talking about what, you know, how he tracked your speed, and okay, the radar is checked, and, you know, I he was going this way on this this time, and I shot him with the radar, and I pulled him over, and they're just going to go through their spiel about what their side of it is, and then what are you going to say?
I mean, I feel like even if I made the perfect defense, you know, maybe I could call him and maybe find some sort of loophole in him saying his, you know, whatever speed detecting device wasn't calibrated or he didn't have the certificate for it. He's still just making this emotional appeal to, you know, 10 or so of these old people of my peers who are going to side with him anyways. And so it doesn't really seem to matter, like, what I do. It seems like it's already, you know, it's so slanted to one side. There's nothing I can really do.
Question for you. In South Carolina, do they tack on court costs if it goes to a jury trial?
They do tack on court costs if you lose, no matter what. But I don't know how much a jury costs or if it's this huge additional fee.
Oh,
but I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that would explain why they took it to a jury trial. We'll just teach him a lesson and hit him with another $200 bill.
Right. This little punk wants to file a motion. All right, now we're going to a jury trial, and now the price is going up. So there, you're going to teach him a lesson. And they are. I mean, where are you going to get, even if you, like you say, there's virtually no chance you're going to possibly win this unless you can manage to get the jury to somebody on the jury to nullify this verdict somehow. But bringing that up in court is very risky. That may end up getting you a contempt of court charge. And what kind of level of activism do you have there in South Carolina to back you up? How many folks are going to be able to help you by doing a fully informed jury outreach outside of the courthouse on that day?
I mean, that's a great point. I mean, I have two friends since I've been living here 3 months. So
how many of your two friends are willing to put their butts on the line for you?
Yeah, no, probably not at all.
Because you're on the line. Because whenever you're out doing fully informed jury association outreach, your butts are on the line. I mean, it is one of the easiest forms of outreach. It is one of the best forms, I think, of the simplest and quickest forms of activism. But anytime you're challenging the status quo and you're visibly doing so in public, there's a good chance the police may single you out to be targeted. And these cops probably have never dealt with a fully informed jury outreach before. Around here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, it's as regular as, you know, clockwork, but down there in South Carolina, this is probably the first time they've dealt with it. And true enough, the first time we did it, the cops came out to ask some questions, but there were more of us than there were of them, and they didn't do anything about it. So that was the end of our interactions with them. But down there, if it's you and one friend, they're going to intimidate you, and they may even arrest you for some trumped up nonsense like disorderly conduct. The question really becomes to anybody that is a liberty loving person anywhere outside of New Hampshire: is how much are you willing to risk, and what's it worth?
You know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of these things, it's not being very helpful for your situation. I don't hold a lot of hope for, honestly, anybody who's doing some kind of activism. And as far as I'm concerned, I consider taking your case to court
activism.
I don't hold a lot of hope outside of New Hampshire, but I'm a zealot, okay? And I understand that. I think taking it to court is better than not taking it to court, but
if you have to pay court costs.
They've set things up as roadblocks, to you doing this, and I think that, you know, probably in this instance, the best thing that you can do, since you don't have much time left, is stress the point that, was I conducting myself in a safe fashion? If they say something like, well, going over the speed limit's not safe,
it won't matter. The instructions to the jury will be, the question is not whether or not Mr. Joe had conducted himself safely. The question is whether or not he violated the speeding law. And clearly, the officer's testimony has shown beyond the preponderance of the evidence or reasonable doubt, whichever the one that they're using is, that he did. So we can bring you back here in a moment if you want. Hang on, more to this discussion, and if you've got advice, call in.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there for free. Features like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child, especially to you, about the ideas of liberty? I figured with my son Jack, I couldn't start soon enough. I got the child's book, An Island Called Liberty. And it's a picture book for children. I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites, and it's certainly one of Jack's favorites. He has had me reading it over and over again. He doesn't want to read it one time. He wants to read it three times in a row. It's An Island Called Liberty, and hopefully it will, you know, the child, especially you, hopefully it'll become as important to them as it is to Jack. You can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 10%.
All right. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Back to Joe in South Carolina. He was traveling, ended up getting hit with a speeding ticket in a different part of South Carolina, about 3 hours away from where he's living. Is that right so far, Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're kind of wondering, you know, what to do in this particular case, because as a lot of our listeners are, you're very excited about the idea of getting active and standing up for your rights and doing something to, you know, attempt to stick it to the state as much as you possibly can, or at the very least feel good about yourself for not completely caving and bowing into their demands. And I don't blame you for feeling that way. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, have that sensation. They want to do as much as they possibly can where they are. I just, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, man. There ain't much you can do if it's just you, Joe. There really isn't.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I feel like I'm at. I feel like I really have two options, that, and what I'm going to choose one of them to go about this. One of them is I'm just going to try to cop the best deal I can, whatever it is they offer me, take it, plead guilty, pay the fee, and just kind of have this demoralized feeling of, well, you know, they got me, you know, and I paid them, and everybody makes out in the end except for me.
Yep.
Everybody's getting paid except for me. I'm the one suffering. Or I could just, the other way I would take it would just kind of disagree to do business in a way and just sort of ignore them. I mean, they're 3 hours away. They may try to send me letters, may try to suspend my license or whatever it is, you know, whatever way they decide to take it.
Well,
but
you're
really
living in South Carolina. You're living in South Carolina, right?
That's true, yes. And I mean, by choosing that option, I'd be putting myself out there, taking a serious risk.
You
I mean,
certainly
I have...
would, because they would likely put a warrant out for you at some point.
Yeah, that option's not going to work for real life. So, you know, your other option is to go through the court case, say that I refuse to pay this, put me in jail. So you could choose to pay off your fine with jail time.
That presumes they let you do that in South Carolina.
Likely they will.
A lot of states, they'll just suspend your license, and then you won't be able to drive.
Don't tell you.
Yeah, so I wouldn't jump to a conclusion, Mark, about how things work in South Carolina. We may be familiar with the way things are in New Hampshire, and things are better. The court system, as broken as it is here in New Hampshire, is better than it is in a lot of places. I've never heard of anybody being charged with court costs here. It says it right in the Constitution that justice should be provided free to all the people that are forced into that system. I mean, pretty much any way you slice this, there isn't really anything that you can do, unless maybe if you had a group of activists there, you could bring people out, you could do fully informed jury association firing on this this particular jury panel day, possibly that might swing one juror in your favor, and then they would decide that, hey, I speed too, and so I'm going to decide not guilty on this because I just learned about jury nullification. What are the odds of that happening? I don't know, but as we were talking before, that requires some level of activism to back you up, and you mentioned that you've lived there for a little while, just a short while. You only have two friends. It's very unlikely that your two friends are also activists who are willing to take a risk in order to back you up on this. In fact, I lived in Sarasota my whole first 26 years of my life, and I can't say for certain that I would be able to get people together to really do something like that down there. So what's the best choice in this case? Probably to just pay the fine and try to, you know, see it. Maybe they'll offer you a plea deal at the last moment, but I don't know. It doesn't sound like it. If they're the ones calling for the jury trial, they're expecting they're going to probably get more money out of you for the court costs in that particular case. And they might not even offer a deal.
You know, there are other options when you don't have 48 hours to go. You can,
right.
You know, jurisdictionary.com has a great course for fighting tickets. There are attorneys out there that'll handle these situations for you and, you know, guarantee, you know, give you some level of guarantee, things
you're
like that.
Pouring money into an attorney. I mean,
what would you rather, who would you rather give your money to?
It presumes you're going to win with the attorney. It does.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee of that. Then you pay
some.
Yeah,
actually, some of them will give some level of guarantee.
Okay. Yeah. Try getting that on a traffic ticket.
I'm telling you that on some of them will give some level of guarantee on traffic. I'm not talking about, you know, it's some level. It's not, you know, the perfect guarantee where they're going to come and visit you every day in jail with a cake. But, you know, it's some level of guarantee.
I say, you know, my advice has always been, if you've got the bug for activism, hold it as much as you possibly can and try to stay below the radar. Try to, you know, obey their arbitrary diktats as much as you can while you save your money and get yourself up here to New Hampshire where you can actually have people backing you up. I mean, things aren't going all rosy up here either. Activists are still getting put in jail. People are going to trial, and they're going to jail. There's going to be another trespass trial tomorrow here in Keene, and folks have been going to jail for that. So, but at least here you've got people to back you up. Somebody's going to feed your cat if you're gone, or you've got the moral support as well, and the numbers are growing here, whereas the activism in the other parts of the country, you just can't say the same things to any extent about what's happening there compared to what's happening here. So if you can cut a deal with them, then that might be the way to go. Or try your hand at the jury trial and, you know, roll the dice. It'll certainly be interesting. You may end up paying more for it, but it'll be a learning experience.
Yeah, I feel like probably the first way you suggested is really my only way. I mean, no matter what, I really feel realistically that I'm just going to lose this one, and so it's probably best just to keep my mouth shut and stay invisible until I can get out of here.
One of the things I did in one of the jury trials that I had in Plano that I went through mostly to gain experience is I pointed out in the first trial that there's no way that I'm getting a fair trial here because I'm not, from the onset, I have not been treated equally. Every one of you, and I pointed to the jury, just like me, was disarmed when we walked in this building. But yet, if I look right here to my left, I see a pistol on his hip. So if we're supposedly equal in the eyes of the law, how is it that I was disarmed along with you guys and this man sitting here with a weapon?
It'll be a learning experience if he goes for the jury trial, no doubt about it.
Well, and that almost threw the case. One of the jurors did not want to find me guilty because of that. And in the next speeding ticket case, they banned me from saying anything about the firearms.
Hey, Joe, if you whatever you decide to do, will you let us know what happens?
I will. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for the
I appreciate
call
it. I'm going to get off.
Yep, appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, the Tota Sack. It is a way to carry in more grocery bags than you've ever carried, likely, in one hand. It's an amazing little device. I use it whenever I bring the groceries back in from the car. And you can get yourself a two-pack. You can go to totasack.us to learn more about the Tota Sack. But if you know what it is, you probably want two of them. And you can get them if you are caller number one right now at 603-435-1105. First caller in gets it, 603-435-1105. Two-pack of the Tota Sack is yours.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator can start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam's here from obscuredtruth.com. You can head over there, watch his videos, liberty-oriented stuff, mostly focusing on some of the activism here in New Hampshire, but sometimes it focuses a little wider. You can go to, again, obscuredtruth.com to experience some of that. By the way, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. That's what we did. Sam, you moved here from Texas. Mark and myself made the move from Florida. People have been coming from all across the country, and in many cases, people from around the world are working on getting here to New Hampshire because they understand the value in concentrating activism. It sucks when you love freedom and you're all alone wherever it is you are. And if there's five people in your area, you're basically all alone. There's not much that can be done when you have limited activist resources on your hands.
And it goes beyond that, because you're also surrounded by people who just don't get the message of liberty. So you're pretty much starting from zero with most of the people out there, and they're not going to understand these ideas that you've come across off the bat. It's going to take a lot of explaining, a lot of hand-holding, and it's a slow and arduous process if you're trying to sort of make a difference when you're just starting from scratch versus being up here around other activists with all the efforts and things combined that are already happening.
There's a lot happening now. We're going to see a lot more soon, I would hope, as more people get here and start doing things. I mean, I can think of things that I'd like to see start. I don't have time to start them myself. Right. And other folks are, you know, a lot of the people that have moved here early are younger people. They don't have the capital. They don't have the free time to invest in doing some of the more advanced time investing sorts of activism that that are out there. And I think we're going to see some of that happen as more people that are business owners or family types come up here and get plugged in different ways. And so I'm excited to see, just to continue to watch the activism that we're seeing already expand into new areas. And the more people we have here, the sooner we get them here, the more becomes possible. There are things that are happening here I could never have, I could only have dreamed of happening when I was living down in Florida. I mean, they were just my wildest imagination down there. And here, they've become real. And that can happen for you, too. So maybe there's something you've always wanted to do as far as activism was concerned, but you've just never really figured out a way to do it. You just don't have your friends don't care. They just want to party. The other so-called activists in your area aren't that interested. What do you do? You're screwed. You can't do anything. The only solution is to get together with the people that are willing to do. The people that make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are a cut above the rest of the activists in the country because they pulled up their roots and made the move. They made the move, in many cases, from as far away as California or others, again, as they say, around the world. People are coming. Will Buchanan came from Hawaii. People are going long distances to come here to New Hampshire in order to make a brand new life for themselves, meeting all new people, essentially meeting strangers who really end up feeling like friends you've known your whole life, but you just didn't know them because you already have so much in common right out the gate. These people are incredibly dedicated. You have to be to make a move as part of the Free State Project. And if you're like Joe and you're down in South Carolina and you've got a speeding ticket you're dealing with, well, I think the best advice is to just deal with it, make it go away, pay the fine, and then don't speed anymore until you get to New Hampshire. Because those are several hundred dollars you could have put towards a rental truck. Those are several hundred dollars you could have put toward filling your gas tank a couple of times as you're driving to New Hampshire. And now the state's got it.
You know, I was talking to, when we were out at Libertopia there on our trip.
In L.A.
Yeah, in L.A. a couple of days ago. I was talking to Mark Stevens, and I've had many conversations with him throughout the years. And one of the things that he'd said is, he doesn't speed. He goes the speed limit because he refuses to give money to these people. You know, he was emphatic about it. I'm not giving money to them. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand where he's coming from. And this is a guy who believes that he has a system that largely doesn't lose in court. But he still doesn't want them to rob him of his time.
Yeah, who wants to go to court?
So, you know, I mean, that's his take on it.
Absolutely. In fact, speaking of Libertopia, I was so impressed by what the Free State Project folks were doing there. They had the Free State Project not only had the top booth in the entire place. There was a hotel, the Hilton, on Universal City, so it was basically on the property of Universal Studios. Really posh hotel. They had in their auditorium that they'd rented out. There were some tables outside of the auditorium, but actually in the auditorium, which is where all of the action was happening with the panels or the speakers that they would have, the Free State Project had the very first position in the table. So it was the closest to all the seats. It was the most obvious table positioning. So clearly they got in early on the organizing and got reserved the table, which was a good move. And then whoever it was that was running the table, I believe they were the ones that came up with this, they had these stickers that they made. And I don't remember the exact phraseology on them, but it said something.
But my name is Mark, and I'm moving for the Free State Project in
fill in the blank.
Yeah, 2011 or
so,
whatever.
Two blanks. Name and then when they were moving to New Hampshire.
Nice.
And it was so cool because there's all these people milling about, meeting each other and socializing, and as they're getting to know one another, there's these labels on their clothing or on their name badge that say, I'm moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and then what date they were moving. And of course, I'm going around, I'm looking at these, and I'm seeing 2011.
I didn't get one, but mine would have said 2006 because I've already picked up and moved.
So I mean, a lot of them said 2011 or a few 2012s, but there are a good group of activists that are still out there, and they're planning, and they're going to be coming here, and it's just
the
so
best
exciting.
Liberty activism, in my opinion, that you can do is recruit people for the Free State Project, because
where you currently are, you mean?
Yes,
yes.
Because this is it, as best I can tell, this is it as far as making a difference and for liberty.
How does, I'm curious about this because I haven't been to Libertopia. How does that compare to something like Liberty Forum, size-wise, content-wise?
I would say smaller than the Liberty Forum, but not by a whole lot.
Okay.
The hotel was huge, so it was hard to judge how much space they took up in the hotel because there was a bunch of Trekkies there for a Trekkie convention that was going on at the same time. Whereas when the Liberty Forum goes on, they have pretty much the whole hotel in Nashua. But I believe the Liberty Forum turnout is more than what they did at Libertopia. There were about 300 folks throughout the weekend at Libertopia, whereas Liberty Forum maybe at least 500. I'm not sure whether their numbers
are. It's several days.
So is Libertopia. Yeah, that's also several days. So I'm talking about over the day. But for their
it
first
didn't
event,
feel as big to me, but no. I've got nothing bad to say about it.
I don't either. For their first event, they did a very good job.
Yeah, incredible.
Okay. So, yeah, it was a convention-style event, just like the Liberty Forum. So, 800-259-9231. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, David.
Hi. I was going to ask, you all talk about collectivism a lot, right?
Occasionally.
I'm not really sure what it means, but I like all Free Staters coming to New Hampshire and everybody congregating in New Hampshire, is that collectivism?
I think that collectivism would be essentially saying people are similar, so sort of grouping people into groups. Collectivism doesn't really have to do with people coming together of their own accord. It's like saying, all Free Staters believe this, or all gay people act in this way, or all black people do such and such. That's collectivism. Does that sound right to you, Ian?
I would say that's fairly accurate. I could pull up a more dictionary definition, but does that make sense to you, David?
I guess so. Yeah. I went to that article that you all referenced earlier regarding you all were talking about the Pumpkin Fest and all the stuff and how they trash the Keene people. Well, anyway, I wrote something and I wrote a link to the video, so they'll be able to look at that. Making sense to anybody?
Hang on with that thought. Collectivism, Mark. What you were describing was more like stereotyping, though it can be accurate what you're saying. Collectivism is a political principle of centralized social and economic control, especially of all means of production. So it can be used in different
socialism
in different ways. Yeah, David, if you had more, you're welcome to hang on. We'll bring it back at 800-259-9231 because I was looking that up and I didn't really hear what he was saying. So hang on, more with David and your thoughts as well. I'll bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need in military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 per month, we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, just as an aside, a story, we were at the Los Angeles convention, talk radio convention, where we were. That was where we were over the weekend, and we got to meet one of our program directors. It was a good, positive experience. One of the program directors of our existing radio affiliates. And he actually said that he likes to call Free Talk Live Anarchy Radio.
He did say that, yes.
And I thought that was, and he loves the show.
Yeah.
And I just
he certainly acted like he did.
And I said, I don't know if marketing Anarchy Radio would be as effective as marketing Free Talk Live, but yeah. I did find that amusing. So Free Talk Live AMP program gives you perks. You get access to neat things like the AMP-only call-in lines and forum and more. $3 a month is what it costs, and it helps us get out there and get the show out there to new markets and getting new people listening and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, David is, I believe, still on the line with us here in New Hampshire. David?
I am.
All right. Yeah. So what were you saying right before we went to break? Because I was looking up collectivism and I was distracted.
Yeah. I was just referring to the article that y'all referenced earlier. It's called Paul Miller's Take on the Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah, this is a local newspaper editor here in Keene, New Hampshire, who was criticizing local activists for allegedly getting loud when the police came and threatened some charity of folks from selling their baked goods at a local event in downtown Keene. And my contention,
basically embellishing and adding negativity where there probably wasn't any, happens frequently.
I don't know. I saw some of the footage. I mean, people were upset. I would be upset if I were there and I saw the police cracking down on some Cub Scouts selling cotton candy. I would be pretty upset about that. And I think, it wouldn't be unreasonable to be upset in that way.
No, I mean, he was heaping more negativity on the Free Staters than was warranted, which seems to be a normal thing.
Sure, I mean, by his perspective, by the newspaper editor's perspective, it's totally okay for the cops to go in and shut down a cotton candy stand the Cub Scouts are running, or shut down a bake sale to benefit the local homeless shelter. It's only a problem when people start getting upset about it and getting loud.
The big problem was profanity when kids are around, but one thing he didn't say is that, the people on the other side were walking around with guns on their hips.
Threatening kids.
With children around, with tossing stuff at Cub Scouts. Or at least treating them, I don't know how to really describe this, but just treating the stuff that they had in sort of this haphazard fashion, and really just making a bad name for law enforcement all over.
Well, So I looked it up online, and I put they allow you to do a response to the article that was put there.
Yeah, this is the KeeneSentinel.com website.
Right. So I did that, and I did bring to the attention of whoever might read it the fact that the police shut down the two things, the homeless shelter bake sale and the Cub Scouts. And I also sent the link, which I hope is okay, to the video.
Sure. Link it as many places as you want to. You certainly don't have to ask permission to do that. David, I appreciate it, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'm just hoping we'll see if it gets printed. Put online with the video and everything.
We shall see.
Hopefully it will.
David, appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. David being a great example of a local person who I believe is, I don't know if this is true, but I believe he's lived here a pretty long time, maybe his whole life.
He's a local.
He's not a native, but he's been around at least 10 years, I believe.
So longer than the Free State Project.
Oh,
somebody who has been paying attention and hasn't been angry enough to actually stop listening. He's actually listened to what liberty activists have had to say instead of trying to fight them off at every turn.
And personally, I worry less and less about what the newspapers print, because the fact is they're losing subscribers. They are, the old school
raising prices
status
too.
Propaganda. Are they raising prices?
They've raised their prices since I've lived here.
It's all they can do, essentially. It's not all they can do. It's all that they understand how to do. I was having this conversation with a newspaper guy just last week, a guy who's in the business, and I'm like, look, the only way the dailies are going to save themselves, there's only one way, and that's the model that the weeklies are using. Stop charging people for your paper.
I can't imagine paying 75 cents for one of these papers. I mean, it's just, there's not that much local reporting. It's a thin paper.
It's an ad venue. Increase your subscribership by asking people if they want it for free. Mm-hmm. Send it to them, because in order to send it as cheaply as you can, you have to have a subscription, basically. So, make them fill out a form to get it for free, get the subscription, send them the paper, and just have the ads in there. Have local ads. Make the ads pay for the paper, because they're killing themselves charging 75 cents or a dollar for a daily.
Yeah, the local newspaper, Sam, just give you a little brief history, since you've only been here almost 2 years.
Right.
I've been here four, and when I got here, it wasn't long after we arrived that they actually raised the price of the paper, I think from, I don't know what it was originally, but it went up
quarter,
to 75 cents. Maybe it was 50 cents, I don't know. But it went up a bunch. I mean, if it was 50 to 75 cents, that's a 50% price increase. The Sunday paper is $1.50. At the same time, they actually cut back on the amount of pages in the paper. So they increased decreased their costs and raised their prices at the same exact time. And then later, just recently, within the last year, they shrunk the format of the paper. So they cut their costs again by actually physically trimming down the size of the pages. The pages no longer fit the width of the paper boxes. You know, when you look at the dispensing machines, there's a window where you can see the latest edition. It used to fill the full width of the window. It no longer does. It is too thin now. And, they've done some good things, I think, with the paper. I don't think, on the scale of
people
newspapers,
want
it's
journalism.
The worst paper.
They want journalism. This is just an old business model that doesn't work anymore, and it needs to be tossed. I'm not saying stop printing papers. I'm saying stop charging for dailies.
But that's only half of the problem. I mean, their distribution model is certainly something they could improve. But the other problem is they're not producing journalism anymore. They're producing government press releases. They hire stenographers who go in and take down what the government says and then reprint it. There's no critical thinking among their listeners. They think their people are idiots because they openly lie to them and deceive them and mislead them and present totally biased articles as fair and balanced or whatever they want.
The fact is, what the normal consumer's doing is going through biased, ad venues all over the place. Not ad venues, but news venues all over the place. It's all it is. All it is out there is biased opinion venues. And the people are pretty good at, you know, taking the facts out, or they believe what they want to believe, whatever. That doesn't really matter as far as saving the model. People are continuing to consume the New York Times online and their stuff online. It's just that they're not buying the paper, you know, and that's, to me, from being in the business, I think that's the solution to their problems.
Well, I was actually at the newspaper before I went to the trip to L.A., because one of the guys that is a journalist there, he's interested in doing a story about Free State Project versus Free Keene, kind of a story that's already been done in the New Hampshire NPR. And actually, the lady that did that story, really nice lady, she works for the newspaper. So, I don't want to besmirch the folks that work for this paper. I think the editors are much more stuck in the mud than the reporters are. That's been my observation.
Well, the reporters cycle through, so they haven't had to deal with the length of time the Free State Project's been kind of...
So I had a nice hour-long conversation with this reporter where I, cleared up some of the issues. I talked about the trespassing situation, this ludicrous situation that's been going on up here, and so we'll see how that particular article comes out, try to just kind of put some clarification out there about what freekeen.com is versus the Free State Project, etc.
Yeah.
So there's some interest, and they are talking about us, and you can't fault them for that.
No, I'm not saying that they're all bad, but I think that clearly there is a slant to support the state.
There's a statist slant, but in so many different news venues, all over. It's not just Keene, it's not just newspapers, it's everything everywhere.
People are indoctrinated to this.
But what they're facing nowadays is competition like they haven't before, because before it's always been we have our journalistic standards and we do things this way and, just on and on. Whereas now you have all of the independent media that has grown bigger than the mainstream media, and they are presenting these ideas, but the difference is the audience is really actually encouraged to think about the information that's being put in front of them.
I just checked freekeen.com traffic rank on Alexa in the United States, 56,000, almost 57,000 versus the Keene Sentinels website, 73,000. So our freekeen.com is more popular of a website than this 100-year-old newspaper. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.